Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
There's nothing better than this right now. Oh,
oh,
that you crafted me this right now.
This is why I was
nothing better. Nothing better.
Nothing better,
Father,
nothing better than this right
now.
Oh, Spirit, you are here. Spirit, you are here and you love me. Oh, Spirit, you are here. Oh, Spirit.
You go before I do. You've even gone to win my my heart can seek to find you what you want. Your mercy is the shade I'm living in. And you restore my faith and hope again. And all I did was
have this sense that we're whether this is someone in the room right now or someone at home or in your car who is listening to this on YouTube, I just had this vision as we were singing of this individual just picking up. You picked up your sword and you've been fighting for your family, for your friends, for everyone in your life, for everything that you believe for. And you're exhausted and you begin to say, God, what about me? God, what about me? I'm so empty right now. I have poured out everything for all my friends. I've poured out everything I can for my family. And I have nothing left.
Sweat out the Come down, let the Lord. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your offerings. Thank you for your giving, your tithes and your offerings. We thank you. We thank God for your presence in this morning. And glory to God, we are just blessing the Lord this morning. We are just worshiping him, praising him, and exalting him. You know, there's no better time to praise the Lord, to magnify his name than this time that we are living in. And I love to worship the Lord. I tell you, it's one of my greatest part of the days is to just wake up and start worshiping him, you know, exalting him. So, Father, we just thank you and praise you, O God, that you have granted us another day in the land of the living, Lord, that you did not allow us to sleep on into oblivion. But, God, you brought us out of darkness into your marvelous light this day. And, Father, we thank you and praise you, O God. We glorify your name. We exalt you, O God. We magnify your name. God, we give you the highest praise. Hallelujah, this morning. And, God, we ask this morning that you would speak back to us, O God, as we, when we close our mouth and open our ears to hear from you this morning. Father, we ask that you would prepare our hearts, mind, body, and soul this morning to receive from heaven, and that what you release this morning, O God, would be growth for our spirit. It would be food for our spirit. as we eat the natural food for our body, God, give us the food that we need for our spirit today. We ask, oh God, that you would use this woman of God as never before, God, that you would touch her eyes, her ears, and her lips of clay, that she might see and hear and speak your word. Father, we ask that you open the window, the door, and the gates of heaven now and pour out that anointing upon her this morning, oh God, that like never before. Let her tongue become the pen of a ready writer, oh God, to write on the parchment of our hearts this morning, God. God, I'm ask you to bind up every critic, oh God. There's so many folk that all they want to do is come into your presence to criticize your word, oh God, to critique your word. But this morning, God, I'm asking, God, that you give us the power and authority this morning to bind up the critics this morning, oh God, and only those that have a hunger and thirst for righteousness, oh God. God, allow them, oh God, to receive your food this morning, oh God. Allow them to eat and drink this morning, O God, because they're thirsty. Fill them according to your word. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Come on in, Evangelist Campbell, and allow the Lord to use you this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We were going to have a double message this morning, but Brother Deacon, Mother was going to bring another message with us this morning, but she sent a message saying that she was not able to come. So we just continue anyway, because we know we always our evangelist was coming this morning anyway. So we'll have the one message this morning. Maybe we'll have two or three in the message. So anyway, come on in, evangelist, and let the Lord use you. I'm going on mute. Come on in.
Amen, amen. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Thank God. Thank God we are here in the presence of our Heavenly Father this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. One more time that the Lord has spared us and allowed us to be here in the land of the living. We just thank God this morning in the name of Jesus. Could have been dead, sleeping in our grave, but we're not. There's so many who made plans for today, but they didn't open their eyes this morning. That alone tells us we have enough to be thankful for. And I just take the time out to say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. He's been good to us. He's been mighty, mighty good to us. He spared our lives. And we are here to the name of Jesus. One more time. The Lord has allowed us to come together. One more time. Our Father, our Lord, and Savior Jesus Christ, we come now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, telling you thank you. Thank you for the life that you bestowed upon us, God, your grace, your mercy, that you'll bless us with. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we magnify you and glorify you. We lift you up in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, teach us continuously, day by day. Teach us, oh God, by your word, in the mighty name of Jesus, that we may hide in our hearts your word and not sin against you. As you have told your disciples to pray, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Lord, teach us how to forgive one another more, and teach us how to love more and more day by day, giving us patience, kindness, and courage to stand on the promises of your word. Have mercy upon us, O God. Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for wisdom, knowledge, truth, and understanding. I thank you, God, for allowing me to be used as an oracle in the mighty name of Jesus to speak your word, God. Speak to my heart, Lord. You told me to take no thought, to open my mouth. And Lord, and here I am today to worship you, to praise you, to lift you up, to give you glory and honor, to speak your word. In your son Jesus' name, your word shall not return void. Amen. And thank God. We give glory and honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thanking God for you, Apostle David Callender. Thanking God for your wife, Lady Nancy Callender, for your children and grandchildren, your great-grandchildren. We thank God right now in the mighty name of Jesus for each and every one that is joined with us here today. In the mighty name of Jesus, it's good to be here. It's good to be here. And we thank God for God's resurrection power church in Christ. This morning, we want to expound on, endorse the promises of God. As I sat and listened to hear a word from the Lord, I began to think about when the Lord gave me that, endorse the promises of God. And immediately following, the Spirit of the Lord said, signed, sealed, and delivered. And I thought, wow. So I was sitting there this week with my grandson, and he often loves to come in and just sit by me. He don't even say anything. He just come in and just sit. He might say, hey, grandmama. He might just come in and just sit quietly. He brings his own blanket, and he right there and never says a word, just right by me. Sometimes I can say, you okay? He said, yes, ma'am. I say, everything good, everything good. But he don't fail to come and just sit. Just sit with me. And as he was sitting there, I began to read an article. I was reading how the MLB endorsed one of their players. This is after I've gotten the word from the Lord, and I was thinking, wow, here's this word, endorse again. And they signed him up. His contract was for $341 million. And I said to my grandson, I said, do you know this young man? And I told him his name. He said, yes, ma'am, grandmama. That's an MLB player. I said, do you know that they just signed him up for $341 million? He said, yes, ma'am, grandmama. That's one of the highest paid in the league. It's the MLB. Whew, so, okay. Grandmama's wondering what's MLB. Like, I should look it up, Major League Baseball. So, and I thought, okay. He began to explain to me what's going on and how these play. I say, but you know what's awesome? I began to read the story about the young man. has some awesome story and awesome background. And he's a man of color. He's a black young man. He said, Grandmama, nobody worries about that anymore. All they want is somebody who's going to get out there and be committed to what they're doing. Our young people are paying attention to what's going on around us in our lives. And whatever we sign, whatever we give our signature to, we're endorsing it. And I thought about the word that the Lord gave me, endorse the promises of God. When God gave his only son, Jesus Christ, that we may have the right to the tree of life, at that moment at the cross, our lives were signed, sealed, and delivered to the Father. The blood of Jesus covered us. It was finished. It was signed. When Jesus said, it is finished, that means he endorsed it. He signed it with his blood. He sealed it with his blood. He finished it with his blood. The blood of Jesus. Matthew, before I go there, in Chronicles, in the 7th chapter of 2 Chronicles, in the 7th chapter of 2 Chronicles, God gives testimony to Solomon's prayer. And we know that the Word of God teaches us some of these things that we ask God for must come through by fasting and praying. But in Solomon, in 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter, Solomon, now when Solomon had made an end of praying, the fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices. And the glory of the Lord filled the house. And the priests could not enter into the house of the Lord because the glory of the Lord had filled the Lord's house. And when all the children of Israel saw how the fire came down and the glory of the Lord upon the house, bowed themselves with their faces to the ground upon the pavement and worshiped and praised the Lord, saying, for he is good, for his mercy endured forever. They bowed themselves down. They gave reverence to the Lord. When the glory of the Lord came in and filled the house, they bowed themselves down and they said, for his mercy endured forever. How many times, I wonder, often have we just say, Lord, have mercy. There was an era in my life when I was going through, and just so happened I heard someone say, Lord, have mercy. But I have you to know that on the inside of me was a smile, because just saying, Lord, have mercy, was enough for me to know God will have mercy. So just, Lord, have mercy, was a bailout. Don't get offended when someone begin to call on the name of the Lord and ask God to have mercy upon you. Don't be offended. Then the king and all the people offered sacrifices before the Lord. And King Solomon offered a sacrifice of 22,000 oxen and 120,000 sheep. So the king and all the people dedicated the house of God. priests waited on their offices, the Levites, also with instruments of music of the Lord, which David the king had made to praise the Lord, because his mercy endured forever. When David praised by their ministry, and the priests sounded trumpets before them, and all of Israel stood. Moreover, Solomon hallowed the middle of the court that was before the house of the Lord. For there he offered burnt offerings and the fat of the peace offerings, because the brazen altar which Solomon had made was not able to receive the burnt offering and the meat offering and the fat. Also, the same time Solomon kept the feast 7 days, the feast of the tabernacle. He kept it for 7 days, and all of Israel with him, a very great congregation from the entering in of Hamath unto the river of Egypt. They made a solemn assembly, for they kept the dedication of the altar 7 days and the feast 7 days. And on the 23rd day of the 7th month, he sent the people away into their tent, glad and merry in their heart, for the goodness that the Lord had showed unto David and Solomon and to Israel his people. Thus Solomon finished the house of the Lord. You see, God allowed him to build it, his house. He didn't allow David, but he said, I will allow Solomon to build it. So Solomon finished the house of the Lord and the king's house and all that came into Solomon's heart to make it in the house of the Lord and in his own house, he prosperously effected. And listen, everybody that came into connection with him, he prosperously effected. Huh? He had an effect on them because the Spirit of the Lord was upon him. And when we begin to endorse the promises of God, the Spirit of the Lord that is upon us, everyone that come in connection with us will be divinely affected and will be blessed. There are sometimes some people don't want to cut the connection with you because they know as long as they are connected with you, they will be not only spiritually blessed, they'll be physically blessed. They'll be financially blessed. There will be blessings upon blessings upon blessings. So everything and everyone that was connected was affected. So, and the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard, huh? He said, I have heard thy prayer and have chosen this place to myself for an house of God. Said, I choose this place. How many of us are living a life so that God will come, he would just say, I choose you. Most of us already know that we've been chosen, we've been called to do it, but are we living in such a way that God said, I choose this place? If God come to your house and they say, I choose this place, will you worry about what all you put into it? Or will you just say, yes, Lord, and open the doors and allow whosoever will to come in and worship him? So God said unto him, I chose this place to myself for in a house of sacrifice. Huh? God said, I heard your prayers. Verse 13, he said, if I shut up heaven, that there be no rain. So if there don't be any rain, then that means that a drought will come. Everything will just dry up. The brooks, the rivers, the lakes, the streams, the oceans, everything. He said, if I shut up the heaven, that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land. Now there's a drought. The ground is hard. Nothing can grow. If it does begin to grow, the locusts will eat it up. You won't have the opportunity to taste of it. This is what God said. He said, if I shut up heaven, that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, sickness and disease, then God said, if my people, which are called by my name, I just said some of us are chosen, we're called to a work, to do the work of Christ, to stand on his promises, to open our mouth, to testify of his goodness, of his mercy, of his word, to preach and teach this word, in season, out of season, no matter how men rebuke us, revile us, but continue to preach the word of God. He say, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves, I got to humble myself sometimes, even when I've been ostracized, criticized, abused, I must continue to humble myself. I can't begin to boast or brag on myself because it is not of myself that who I am, but it's because of Christ Jesus, the blood of Jesus, caused me to be in a place where I am right now. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would I be today? If it had not been for the Lord, what shall I do? Where shall I go? Where shall I be if it had not been for the Lord? So the word of God said, humble yourself. And then he said, and I need you to pray. Don't forsake praying. You got to pray when you feel like you don't want to pray. Pray when it seems like it's availing nothing. The word of the Lord says the prayer of the righteous availeth much. But because of our human nature, sometimes when we begin to pray, we begin to want the Lord. I know you hear me, I'm beginning to doubt that I am who you say I am. But I'm here to encourage you today. Don't begin to doubt yourself. Just stay with the Lord. He said, and seek my face. When you begin to seek the face of God, when Moses went up and he was curious and he seen that bush burning. And God, when he went up, God said, take off your shoes, for the ground that you're standing on is holy ground. And Moses wanted to seek his face. He said, I want to know who you are. You got to want to know who he is. But Jesus told them, he told his disciples, have you not known who I am? Have you not seen me? When you have seen my Father, you've seen me. But when we seek his face, as Moses sought his face, God said, I'm going to turn and I'm going to come by you. I'm going to let you see my back. But when we see his face in the spirit, when we begin to pray, and this is what God was telling Solomon, he said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Huh? We got to repent, because every now and then something creep up in your thoughts, and you got to repent and rebuke your mind. Every now and then a thought comes in, you got to repent. He say, if my people, he didn't say if the devil's people, he say, if my people, which are called by my name, his name, shall humble themselves. We got to be humble. We got to be humble. And God is even speaking to me now because, thank you, Holy Spirit, because I'm actually sitting here on my job. And I got a call last night. And I said, okay, I'll be there tomorrow. And I'm going to take care of the things that I need to take care of. But as I sit here in this word to endorse the promises of God, so when I go inside this facility, I'm going to have to humble myself. I'm going to have to humble myself because of who Christ is in me so that the light will continue to shine. So that those who think that what they say or do affects me in a bad way, God will use it to his glory to turn it around. And this is how we endorse the promises of God. By living out and allowing his light to shine and reflect in us. When we know that men are against us. But who can be against you when God is for you? And he said, and turn from their wicked ways. See, whatever wicked thought that we have when someone come up against us, whatever it is, he said, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. He said, then I'll do it. And he said, now my eyes shall be open and my ears attentive unto the prayer that is made in this place. He said, God say, in this sacred place, in this place right here that you dedicated to me, my eyes will be open, my ears will hear your prayer. I encourage each and every one of us to get that place where we have dedicated it to the Lord. Some, you can say your whole house, but we know for some, that have children and family, that you got to get to a place that you know, that you know, that you know this is your sacred place with God so that he will hear from you. He'll be attentive to your prayer. He said it in his word. Now my eyes shall be open and my ears attend unto the prayer that is made in this place. Why? Because he's going to answer his promises. For now I have chosen and sanctified this house that my name may be there forever, and my eyes and my heart shall be there perpetually. And as for thee, if thou wilt walk before me as David, this is God talking to him, thy father walked, and do according to all that I have commanded thee, and shall observe my statutes and my judgment, then will I establish the throne of thy kingdom according as I have covenant with David thy father, saying, there shall not fail thee a man to be ruler in Israel. God said he will not forsake us. He will not leave us. That is his promise. He will stand with us. Verse 19 says, but if you turn away and forsake my statute and my commandment, which I have set before you, and shall go and serve other gods and worship them, then will I pluck them up by the roots out of the land which I have given them, and this house, which I have sanctified for my name, out of my sight, and will make it to be a proverb and a byword among all nations. So God is saying to us, when we endorse the promises of God, endorsement means I'm going to stand in agreement. I'm supporting you. Jesus said that at the cross for us, who knew no sin, even in our sin, our wretchedness, he endorsed us. So if we endorse the promises, if we will begin to humble ourselves, if we will begin to pray, if we will begin to seek God's face, if we will begin to turn from our wicked ways, has told us there is nothing that he will withhold from us. But if we do not, he also made another promise that he will pluck it up. And it will only be a byword. And this house, which is high, shall be as an astonishment to everyone that passes by, so that he shall say, why hath the Lord done thus unto this land and unto his house? And it shall be answered, because they forsook the Lord God of their fathers, which brought them forth out of the land of Egypt, and laid hold of other gods, and worshipped them, and served them. Therefore hath he brought all this evil upon them. So it didn't say that man did it to him. It said that God did. In the book of Jeremiah, Jeremiah 29th chapter and 11th verse says, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. You shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart, with all your whole heart, mind, body, and soul. Promises to those that seek find me. He said, and I will be found of you, said the Lord, and I will turn away your captivity, and I will gather you from all nations and from all the places where I have driven you, said the Lord, and bring you again, oh my God, and bring you again into the place which I caused you to be carried away captive. Remember right there, thank you, Holy Spirit, the prodigal son. When the prodigal son left home, he wanted all that he had. He wanted his inheritance right then. He wanted it. He wanted to know and have the experience of what it is to live without his father, to be up under the hands of his father. I want to go out and, I'm paraphrasing, I want to go out and explore the world. I want to know what it is like to be on my own. I want to know what it's like to have my own. So his father, when he petitioned his father said, okay, let me give you your inheritance now. And as the prodigal son received his inheritance, his father gave it to him and released him. And when he released him, he went out to do and explore other lands, other cultures, to do other things with his life, because this life of serving my father just seems to be like it's more to life than just serving my father all the time. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, I'm serving my father. So just give me my inheritance and let me see what the rest of the world live like. So the father said, okay. And the father gave it to him. And as the father gave it to him, he went out into the world. And as he went out into the world, he began to find out it ain't always what it seemed like on the outside. So when he get out there, he meets some hardships. He meets some hardships. He find out I'm struggling. I can't hardly make it. I don't even have money to buy food and take bath and fresh clothing. I've spent all I've had. I didn't use it wisely. I didn't invest. A lot of us need to invest. Invest in our time. Invest in our spiritual life. There's more to investing than just financially, but to invest into your spiritual life with God. Spend some time with the Lord. As he said, and seek his face and watch and see, don't you see the promises of God begin to unfold right before your very eyes. And so as the prodigal son felt this pressure of life, the word of God teaches us that he would have fame with the house, but he come to himself and said, you know what? Let me get myself up from here and let me go home. I'm out here in this world. I'm out here struggling, and my father has servants and who live better than this. If I could just make it back home and tell my daddy I'm sorry, just use me as a servant. I know I'll use up my inheritance, but I can't live like this. But here, as God said, as he said in his word, in Jeremiah 29:14, he said, and I will be found of you, said the Lord, and I will turn away your captivity, and I will gather you from all nations and from the places whither I have driven you, and said the Lord, and I will bring you again. Huh? The father was waiting for his son. Come again. There's someone here today, as you are listening by radio, by internet, by your laptop, blog, however you are listening, you strayed away. You came, you gave your life to the Lord, and you backslid it, and you decided you wanted to just explore life. Life happens. But here God is saying, I made you a promise. Huh? So if you would just come to yourself and go back and endorse the promises of God, if you would just sign on and hold on, he's waiting for you. He's waiting for you. Matthew 16, in the book of Matthew 16 said, when all the temptation came to Jesus, Jesus said, get thee behind me, Satan. Thou art an offense unto me. He was talking to Peter. Jesus had to let Peter know, someone who loved him very much, but he had to rebuke him. And there will be times when your parents have to rebuke you for righteousness' sake. Your pastors, your apostles, your leaders, don't get upset. This is to bring you into a place of spiritual growth, spiritual maturity, because why? They have to endorse the word of God, because this is how we live. This is the promises of God that we have to live by. The word of God said, train them up in the way that they should go. We have to endorse that promise. We have to endorse that word so that you may be able to live and not die. John, the 14th chapter of John, and the 13th and the 14th verse says, and whosoever you shall ask, and whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. My name, I will do it. If you love me, keep my commandments. Huh? Endorsing the Ten Commandments by living. How do I endorse it? Because I'm going to live it. It say, thou shalt not steal. I'm not going to steal. It say, thou shalt not kill. I won't kill you physically, mentally, spiritually. I won't kill you with my words. Huh? I'm going to endorse the promises of God. I'm going to keep commandments. Because he say, if you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, keep my commandment. John 3:16, we know it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And verse 17 said, for God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him be saved. That the world through him might be saved. Let us not reject the light of Jesus Christ. Let us hold fast to him. Let us keep his promises. Let us hold on to his word. Philippians, the fourth chapter of Philippians, and the 13th verse. I can do all things, huh? I can do all things through Christ with strengthening. Notwithstanding, you have well done that you did communicate with my affliction. Now, ye Philippians, know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, says Paul, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but you only. You're the only ones. And there are going to be some times when you will feel abandoned. People will make you feel abandoned, like you've done nothing, and you know that you've given it 100 plus. You will feel like the lone lonesome. But if you will continue to endorse the word of God and his promises, he will keep you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. That's his promise. That's his word. And if you'll stand on his word, continue to preach his word, you've been delivered. You'll see miracles. We will begin to see miracles after miracles after miracles. We'll begin to humble ourselves, seek his face, and stand on his promise. First Peter 1, verses 3 and 4. Blessed be, let me start at verse 1. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace unto you and peace be multiplied. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the land. We have a spiritual inheritance. Our riches of grace, when we glorify God, when we endorse his promises, they're waiting. And Peter is saying, Peter is saying to us, to inheritance incorruptible, a heavenly citizenship. Revelation 21. You'll go with me there. Revelation 21 and 27 says, and there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. If you go back up to verse 25, and the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no light there. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it, the light of the city of God, a light. God's glory. The Lamb is the light. The Lamb of Jesus Christ. And when it was talking, he says, and I saw no temple therein. The Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are in the temple of it. And when we begin to trust his word, stand on his promises, 1 Peter also said in verses 18 and 19, for as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversations received by tradition from your father. Stay away from all this. Some things we say, we know that it's not of God. When we come into the maturity, there are some things we got to walk away from. I've often heard it here said on the line. I've often heard it. There are some things that we got to stay away from. Some things we got to turn around and make some changes in our life because of tradition. We're stepping out of the way of God, and we have become more of a hindrance than a blessing. We feel like we're being a blessing, but we're not. We're hindering spirits. We're hindering people from maturity and growth in the kingdom of God because we want to do it our way. But it's our Father's way or our Father's Father's way. But if we remember, the only person that we are endorsing is Jesus Christ, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And when you endorse that, that is it. When you have said, I am standing on the promises of God. For God I live and for God I shall die. When you have said that and know that the blood of Jesus covers you, much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation, received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you. Manifest in these last times for you, who by him do believe in God, that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and your hope might be in God. Huh? Power and the preeminence of God's word. His word purifies us because of the love that he has for his people and for his church. And when we sign, and we say that we're standing on the promises of God, that we believe in God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, we have endorsed Jesus Christ, we have endorsed the promises. When God told Abram to look up, and when he looked up, and as he could see the stars, he could not count them. God said, these are the promises. Huh? I made all of this. All of this that you can't even begin to see. You can't even see the stars behind the stars. I made you a promise. God is a promise keeper. He won't leave us. He won't forsake us. Why? Because he is a promise-keeping God. And when you begin to endorse the promises of God, standing on his promises in love and in truth, having faith in him, knowing that he is God all by himself, and he doesn't need anybody else. But when we endorse this and people see our light shining so that we may live on his promises, we have been signed, sealed, and delivered. Endorse the promise of God. There's no greater endorsement than endorsing the promises of God. And how do you do that? by preaching this word of God, standing on the word of God. 66 books from Genesis to Revelation. 66 books that we have, that we hold firm. I hold these 66 books in my hand in the mighty name of Jesus, because I stand on its promises and I endorse the word of God, which holds the promises of God. So when I endorse this word that holds the promises of God, I endorse the promises of God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that each and every one of us will continue to endorse your word, that we will sign it as if we have signed a contract with our life, God. You gave the ultimate sacrifice, the blood of Jesus Christ. There is no sacrifice greater, and there shall never be another. Lord, we want to say thank you for it, for giving your son, Jesus Christ, that we may have the right to the tree of life. Continue to use us, God, as an oracle for you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that we may go throughout these nations and land, teaching and preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, who lives, who is, and who is yet to come. We thank you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, for giving us this day, and that we shall continue to be a light in this world. When everything else goes dim, that our light will continue to shine. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen, and thank God. Apostle.
Amen. Someone there, Apostle?
Oh, hallelujah. Oh, wow. I was praying. My phone on mute.
Father,
we just thank you and praise God. Thank you and praise you, O God, for this word. I was praying and everything in my line was on mute. My line was muted. Bishop, come on in. And I was praying for evangelist,
darling. Yes, I was
doing
it. I didn't realize I was on mute, Apostle.
I was on mute, too, and I was praying for her, and I realized that I just looked at my top of my phone and realized that my phone was on mute. The phone was dark.
Yes.
And I thought that it was open, but I pray for her after you pray.
Hallelujah.
Come on, do the prayer of salvation.
Yep, I am,
prayer for
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Father, forgive me for not checking and see if I was on mute. Hallelujah. For those who have never received Jesus as their Lord and Savior, please take this opportunity to do so. And if you're backslidden, hallelujah, if you're a prodigal son or daughter, you know, and you shied away from the faith, now's your opportunity to come back home. Jesus is at the door. He's standing there. He's waiting. Hallelujah. And God knows that we're made of dust, and he gave us a way out through the Lord Jesus Christ. He gave us a way to make it into the kingdom of glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. He gave his only begotten son so that in the book of John chapter 3, as the prophetess was saying, evangelist, prophetess, apostle, you're all that, ma'am, you're all that. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, hallelujah, that he might come into the world and save, because God doesn't want to see anyone perish. So he sent Jesus, his only begotten son, to be the ultimate sacrifice for all of us, because there was none of us who was worthy. No one but the Lamb of God was worthy. And the book of Romans chapter 3 and the book of Romans chapter 6, each had verse 23, fall short of the glory of God. But being justified freely through his will in Jesus Christ, we could be saved. Hallelujah. And in the book of Romans chapter 6 at verse 23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of eternal life is through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for your obedience to the Father and giving up your life, given up your place on the throne, had come down to earth and lived as a man for 33 years and see how it felt to be human. And he knows all our diseases. He knows all our pains, our suffering, all our emotions. Jesus knows it all. He felt it all. And he sacrificed his place on the throne and his precious, precious body to be a sacrifice for us. Thank you, Jesus. Now, the Word of God says in the book of Romans, chapter 10, beginning at verse 8 through 12, hallelujah. It says that the word is near you, it's in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. And confession is made in verse 9, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Hallelujah. Very simple. Very simple. Just speak it out loud. Jesus, I receive you as my Lord and Savior. Jesus, I'm coming back home if I'm a prodigal son or daughter. I'm coming back. I want to come back into your graces, Father. Please accept me back. I love you, Jesus, and I want to live my life for you. Hallelujah. Very simple. But you must repent. You must repent. Do not go back to your previous ways. Don't do it. Hallelujah. Don't do it. And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. For Scripture says, whoever believes on him shall not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. Hallelujah. We are under the same God Almighty, for he loves us all. That's why he sent Jesus, hallelujah, to save us. Now, if you've made that confession, you're now saved. You're starting all over again. You have a clean, clean sheet, a clean bill of health. You're no longer a sinner. You have repented. Now, in the book of Acts, at chapter 2, verses 38 through 41, hallelujah. And Peter said unto them, repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. For promises to you and to your children and to all who are afar off, as many as the Lord our God will call. And he calls us all to his salvation. Hallelujah. And with many other words, he testified and encouraged them, saying, save yourself from this perverse generation. And those who gladly received his word were baptized, and that day were about 3,000 souls were baptized and added to them. Hallelujah. So join those 3,000 souls, if you will. I urge you to do so, because, as I said, we no one knows. No one knows when the Lord God Almighty will say, I'm requiring your soul. So don't get caught short. Do not go into eternal damnation by not being saved. Do this. Do this. I'm urging you to do this. And there's no other way except Jesus Christ. Many people are saying nowadays that, oh, there's different ways that you can get to be saved. No, no. In the book of Acts, chapter 4, verse 12, it clearly states, nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. We must be saved in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The only way. So if you don't have a Bible, I suggest that you get a Bible. Start reading that Bible daily. Meditate on God's word day and night. At any time, when you just, hey, let me read my Bible. Read a couple of scriptures. Ask the Holy Spirit to lead and guide you in all truth. And if he doesn't tell you audibly, someone will be able to enlighten you. God will send someone just to talk to you and give you the understanding that you need. So God bless each and every one of you. Invite someone to your many. Invite many people to your baptism. Hallelujah. And by doing so, they may decide that they want to accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. or they may have been backslidden and they decide, well, hey, I'm going back home. You know, I'm not going to get caught short. And as I say pretty often, come unto Jesus while you still have time. We use time. As long as you're breathing, you got time. But once you cross over, it's game over. There's no repentance. You know? So bless each and every one of you. Welcome to the family of God. Welcome back home, sisters and brothers who have backslidden. You're now fresh and clean, brand new Christians in Christ. Hallelujah. Apostle, it's back to you, sir.
Thank you so much, Bishop, for that prayer of salvation. And Father, we thank you and praise you, O God, for your servant, for the word that she has released today. And we ask you, O God, to open the window, the door, and the gates of heaven, even right now, Lord and Lord. We ask that you would replenish all that she has poured out of her heart, O God. God, we ask for your protection. We ask for your guidance, Lord. We ask that you watch over her sons and daughters and her grandchildren. God, let the blood cover them that they will not get, oh God, caught up in this world system, oh God, and be overcome by the things of this world. We pray, God, for your complete protection as they go forth day and night, oh God, as they travel the highways and byways, Lord. We ask for your complete covering, oh God, from the crown of their heads to the sole of their feet. We ask, Father God, that you protect them against the virus that is traveling through the atmosphere. Lord, we thank you for your precious anointed word that went forth and filled our hearts. Lord, we ask, God, that even those that heard the word, God, let them not just be hearers of the word, but let them be doers of the word. Let them activate this word that they have heard today, O God, to endorse the promises of God in our daily walk, O God. And Father, we are completely give you all the praise and all the glory and all the honor in Jesus' holy name we pray. So a lot of people on the line, so I'm going to go on mute. Daughter, thank you so much for that word. I tell you that the one that really got me, there's a lot of stuff in there that I could respond to, but I'm not going to go because a lot of people aren't there. But one thing that I really like is that, and I like that, that's one of my favorite scriptures where Solomon prayed, and the glory came down, and the priest couldn't enter in because of the glory had filled the temple. But you know that when the glory of God comes, there's no room left for no one else. When the glory comes, when the glory truly comes, there's no room left for no one else. So we got to understand that because a lot of times we are trying to do a lot of stuff when the glory comes. And what we have to do is just stand still and let him do whatever only he can do. When he shows up and pour out his glory upon us in the presence of what we are doing, let him just do it. But sometimes, a lot of times, we find ourselves trying to do more to impress people. No, let God do. And Solomon see that he couldn't do nothing. Let's just stand still. The priest couldn't enter in because of the glory of the Lord. So I thank you so much for bringing that in the message today. Glory to God. The line is now open. I'm going on mute for anyone that wants to come and encourage this servant of the Lord. And we thank you. We thank you so much, daughter of Zion. The line is open.
Hello?
Go ahead. The line is open. Go ahead.
Hi. Sorry, Papa. I was driving. I'm just getting in the house. Good afternoon, everyone. God bless y'all. I just want to thank God for this beautiful day. I want to thank God for the word that Evangelist Darlene brought. It was a beautiful and powerful word. It was a
Campbell,
word.
Campbell. Evangelist Campbell.
What did I say?
Brown.
Oh, I'm sorry. Evangelist Campbell. It was a powerful word. Sorry, I was trying to catch my breath. And, you know, it's an on-time word, and it's a beautiful word for us to remember that, you know, Jesus Christ paid it all. That's what I received from the word, that Jesus Christ paid it all for us on the cross. So we should be paying it forward. And by doing so, we have to endorse ourselves. We have to commit to the promises that we make with God and hold on to it. And that was just a reminder for us to continue seeking his face and to continue calling on his name, not just for when we're in need, but for help, for strength to keep us grounded and keep us united in him. You know, I completely, you know, agree with the word, and I thank God for it 100%. There are so many parts that you said, and there are so many places that you went on, and it was a little bit difficult for me to hear because I was driving. But again, I just want to thank God for this word and for this reminder that we have to stay connected to God. We have to remember that we have to put all our trust in Him and just depend on Him. If we're saying we're going to live for Jesus Christ, He said, all those who will call by my name, we're all Christ's children. We're all called. We're called to serve Him. We're called to love Him. We're called to follow His words, and we're called to speak His word. So even if we're not up there on the pulpit or in a big congregation or crowd preaching that word, we have to endorse that word not only through our, you know, going to church on Sundays, but we have to endorse that word in truth. We have to endorse the word of God through our lifestyle, through our attitudes, you know, through the way we commune and communicate with others, through our love that He gives us. Everything that He endorsed into us, we have to make sure we pour it out. And that's what I received from the word, and I thank God again for this word, because we always have to remind ourselves of the sacrifice and the love that God did. And if He's able to do it for us and He has called us to live Christ-like and to be like Him, then we need to make sure that we are doing that, and we need to do it with an open heart and with love as He does for us. Amen.
Well, praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Minister Andre. I don't know what's going on. There's a lot of people on the line. Thank you for the word. I don't know if they're not hearing, but the line is open. Glory to God. I am studying about the kingdom, you know, because I believe I got to go back there. And hallelujah. And the line is open for anyone that want to come on, encourage a woman of God. This was a sweet word and a great word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If no one has have a word to encourage a woman of God, we're going to have her come on in and pray us out. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Evangelist Campbell. Evangelist Campbell. Well, oh. It seems like everybody phoned it down or something, because... Yeah, I've been calling. Seems like everybody's phone is down or something. So you can go ahead and pray and close us out, because nobody's responding. Just okay. Go ahead and pray and close us out.
Amen. We thank God for each and every one today. In the name of Jesus, I thank God for the Washingtons and Sundara, for each and every one that is here. For some reason, some may not be able to speak. We just thank God that you're here with us today and that you are listening. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you this day for giving us your glory, grace, and mercy today in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you get the glory of our lives in the name of Jesus, as your light shines within us. David said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for with me thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And God, as we depart from this place but not your presence, we say thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you for allowing our going out and our coming in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, as each and every one of us go forth teaching and preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, we want to say thank you for the blood of Jesus that covers us, and that we will lift up your word, God, that we will not sway, we will not stoop being about, God, we will not compromise your word, but we will stand on your holy word, we will stand on the promises of God. Lord, we thank you for the blood of Jesus that you shed on Calvary for us today, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. It was your blood. Because of your mercy that you have for us, God. Oh, Lord, we thank you for the love that you have for us. In the mighty name of Jesus.
We thank you for the love that you've given unto us, that you show us day by day, by day by day, protecting our families. Thank you for the angels that you have deployed around us, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, to carry out your will, to carry out your promises in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for being those instruments that are to be used in the name of Jesus in this earth, in this land. Lord, continue to give us the oil that we will continue to use the word as oil to refill us in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Anoint us day and night, oh God. Bless the sick and the shut in today, Father, in the name of Jesus. Those families who are crying right now, God, there was healing in the land, God. You say, if my people, and God, we are your people, and we are calling you by your name, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray and we seek your face, God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you for hearing our calls. We thank you for hearing our prayers. Lord, we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus for those who are here on this line who have burdens, Lord, financial burdens, spiritual burdens, emotional burdens. God, we pray right now in the name of Jesus, and we lift them up to you in the, by the throne of grace, God, to hear their call, to hear their cry, to hear their plea, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Jesus,
blessing
yes,
our nation.
Lord.
Blessing our country. Oh, God, we thank you right now because your word, you said you will heal the land. You will forgive our sins and heal the land. God, we thanking you right now in the mighty name of Jesus that you are healing our land, God. You have heard us, our cries, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we say thank you.
Yes.
We thank you right now for every ministry, God, that every ministry. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, God, that that's promoting you, Jesus Christ, the blood of Jesus. Lord, we say thank you for it right now in the name of Jesus, that you will strengthen us, oh God, as we go forth, that we'll be strengthened in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son. Bless our children, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know that graduation is approaching, and every year there's a number that go out. Lord, we thank you in the name of Jesus that you will decrease that number in the name of Jesus, that you will protect our children, God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, protect our children, God, in the name of Jesus, in this season, in this time, in this hour, Father. In your son Jesus' name, if they go out on spring break, senior vacations, Lord, cover our children with your blood in the name of Jesus, that they shall return. As Abraham said, his son Isaac and him shall return. Lord, we thank you that these children shall return home to their parents as they have gone out. They shall return in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. And thank God.
Amen. 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 Thank you so much, daughter, for that awesome anointed prayer for the word. And the word will accomplish what it's sent up to do today. Many have heard, and many will hear. And many will be changed by this word. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank God for it. We are going into a series, hopefully starting tomorrow, talking about the kingdom of God. And we want to get into the talking about the kingdom of God and learning that the kingdom of God is the government of God. And we got to really, really go in there and dissect the word of God. And as I was looking into this word, it really blessed me. While you was teaching and preaching, I was still studying, you know, because I'm doing double, we call it multitasking, and learning a lot about the kingdom and the prophets that they were speaking about the kingdom without even calling the word kingdom. They were speaking about the government of God. We are the government of God. You know, he rules us. We thank God for the word today. Thank God for Bishop James coming in and doing that prayer of salvation. Thank for Minister On there and all you know, Apostle Washington and Apostle Stewart and Deacon Fraser and the other people that's on the line. We thank God for them too, even though they don't say anything any day. We thank God for Evangelist Leela. And we are thanking God. Just keep your ears and your phones turned on, because as far as I understand, you know, this thing is getting ready to happen any day, because even the President of the United States talked about it. A lot of very sophisticated people here in the United States and in the world are talking about the Great Reset. So
you know, a lot of people going to suffer and a lot of people going gain. And it's not something that we can stop because this is all in the process. This is all in the process that God said these things will happen. But when we get the funds, make sure that you use the funds to glorify the people that are needy, you know, to help the people that are needy, glorify God. Because God said, much is given, much is required. Don't try to get in a gated community because you have a lot of money. God wants us to build homes. God wants us to give people food and clothing and shelter. Just get yourself ready because it's going to happen very shortly. Okay, it's going to happen very shortly. And be prepared with all your paperwork that you need to have and your IDs and all that stuff. You know, I'm following it up, so that's what I'm telling you. It's going to happen. I got another message yesterday from Evangelist Tina, and I was listening to this government man called Brown. He's some part of government, and he was talking about it. But let us keep ourselves be ready to help the people of God. And you may don't just look for the people in the church, because even those that are outside the church, they belong to God. And be willing to help them so they must see God through you, through us, okay? God bless you all. Have a blessed day. And if you get a chance, remember Deacon Fraser's on tonight. Go on and support him. Go on and support. I was on there with Jesse and I last night. And we had a good little time. Deacon read the scriptures and prayed. And what a powerful prayer he prayed last night. He prayed like nobody last night, I tell you. And it was awesome. It was just awesome. And we see you all on tonight. Have a blessed day and be safe. Thank God we only get snow yesterday. We're supposed to get snow this morning, starting at 1 o'clock, but it didn't come. We didn't get any more today. So we are thanking God for that. We're praying that the day would clear up, and each day would clear up till the summer. And then people would start complaining. You know, it's too hot. You know, they say it's too cold. Then when it get hot, they say it's too hot. God can't please us. But I thank God for the changing of the weather, because it gives us a chance to breathe and to come out of the heated jackets and sweaters and all that kind of stuff, and just be able to fellowship even more. God bless you all. I love you all with the love of Christ. And continue to pray for me as I pray for you and yours. Pray for me and mine, okay? God bless you. And Evangelist, thank you for that picture you sent me about that lady where she called the police for. She called the people, the mental service, and they sent the police. And the police killed her son. I pray for her. You know, I don't understand it, but people make mistakes all the time. And we have to take care of stuff ourselves. Because every time you call the police, he kills one of us. It's no joke about it. Every time we call the police to help us, they kill one of us. We got to stop calling the police, and we got to drive them to the hospital, drive them to the nursing home, do the driving, drive them to the emergency room yourself. Don't call for help. Get in your car, put them in the car, call a family member to help you get them in the car. Take them to the hospital yourself, because when the police come, they find a reason to kill our sons and daughters. You understand? I tell you. I know this for a fact. I know when Amy was alive and she was here, you know, she had her problems, and when we called for help, called the emergency EMTs to come and help, the police would come. And one time the police come, there were three or four police come in the house. And one police would just grab. I said, man, you don't need to touch your gun. We don't have no weapons in our house. I'm a servant of God. We don't carry weapons. He was just fiddling with his gun. You know what I'm saying? And I kept reminding him, you don't have to fiddle your gun because ain't nobody there in this house tonight. And I tell him straight up, you know, So today there's no time to call. If your child is sick and you have a vehicle working, put them in the car. Unless you got to call the ambulance. If you don't have to, you can drive them to the emergency room. Drive them there. You know, it's going to cost you less anyway, because you got to pay the ambulance. If you have insurance, insurance got to pay ambulance. Drive them to the emergency room so you don't have to deal with the police coming and killing you or killing your husband or your wife or your children. I'm telling you, it makes more sense to me. Every time I'm looking at YouTube, I look on Facebook, some black young man or woman is killed by the police for just calling for help. Calling for help and end up losing your life or family life. Tell you something. Pay attention to what I'm saying to you all today. Have a blessed day, a blessed evening, and hope to see you all on Deacon Fraser tonight. And I hope and pray that you enjoyed the word and you took the word serious, what the woman of God was talking about, endorse the promises of God. Okay? And if I, Apostle ministered a word very similar this week and all this week. She got a chance to both of them, Bishop and Apostle. Very, very similar. God bless you all. I love you all with the love of Christ. And keep doing the work of the Lord, because we need you. Remember, she said yesterday that the harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few. We need more laborers in the field. More people that are willing to come up and testify, because the time coming, I'm telling you, I got to get over here. The time is coming that you're not going to be able. You got a chance to testify and glorify Jesus now, and you wouldn't. But there's a time coming that you're going to want to, and you're not going to be able to. Keep that in your pipe. Put that in your pipe. God bless you all. I love you all with the love of Christ. Have a blessed and safe evening. Bye-bye. Thank you, Minister Undale, for your comment. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. Love you, too, Apostle. Love you guys.
All right. Bye-bye.